Don't tread on me. Those words and the image of a coiled rattlesnake are making a comeback on posters, t-shirts, and most prominently on bright yellow flags, as Tea Party protesters have made it their emblem. This weekend, some Republican members of Congress joined in, waving the flag and hanging it off the Capitol balcony above the cheering crowd. We wanted to learn more about the origins of the flag and the meaning behind it, and for that we're joined by Professor Joseph Ellis, who teaches American history at Mount Holyoke College. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
And Professor Ellis, how far back can we trace the Don't Tread on Me flag?
We can trace it back to 1775, when the Continental Congress was commissioning some privateers with Marines stationed on the ships, and a South Carolina delegate to the Congress named Christopher Gadsden designed and proposed this flag, a yellow flag with the rattlesnake and the words "Don't Tread on Me" beneath it as the flag for the flagship, which I think was called the Alfred. And so it's gone on to become the seal of the Marine Corps too, but it had its origins right at roughly the same time as the Tea Party.
The Boston Tea Party, the original
Boston Tea Party, and the one that is the inspiration for the Tea Party movement, or at least their reference point. The rattlesnake Gadsden probably got from Benjamin Franklin, who in the 1750s designed a print that had to do with the Albany Congress and the colonies attempting to unite. And the print said, "Join or Die," and it appeared in the Pennsylvania papers and then the Poor Richard's Almanac and became somewhat famous.
So that iconography of the snake just seems to be popping up again and again in Revolutionary War history.
It does. It's one of the original or indigenous American animals that Franklin thought was worthy of notice. He liked the turkey, too. He thought the turkey should be the national bird instead of the eagle. And Franklin was very popular. What he wrote had, you know, great currency throughout the colonies. And so he, more than anybody else, established the rattlesnake as an early American symbol.
You know, I've been looking at another image of the first Navy Jack, which also says, "Don't tread on me," but it has 13 red and white stripes and a rattlesnake that is sort of stretched out across the stripes. It's not coiled.
Well, they, you know, have to make it a little different so they don't pretend to be the Marine Corps. But I think that it's an expression of defiance, which at that moment in American history was perfectly appropriate. What's a little different about then and now, there's many different things, but that the colonists at the time, in 75, were protesting the fact that Parliament was legislating and taxing them without their consent. They had no representatives in Parliament. Obviously, contemporary Tea Party advocates have elected representatives. They just don't agree with what they're doing, by and large. In some sense, if they wanted to find a revolutionary era reference group that was more historically correct, they should probably pick someone like Daniel Shays, who led an insurrection in western Massachusetts in 1786 against the Massachusetts government, which was elected.
You're talking about Shays' Rebellion, right?
Shays' Rebellion, that's right. And when Timothy McVeigh blew up the building in Oklahoma City, he was wearing a shirt on the back of it, a phrase from Jefferson referring to Daniel Shays' insurrection, saying that the tree of liberty must periodically be watered, he actually said manured, with the blood of tyrants, so that there's this tradition you can plug into, which is an anti-government ethos and which sees government as a hostile alien force, as them rather than as us, that was indeed part of the early American experience.
Well, Joseph Ellis, good to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
Joseph Ellis is history professor at Mount Holyoke College.